This is Wade Rathke with the People's Daily News Bulletin. According to the Bureau of National Statistics, the median annual income for home health aides in the U.S. is just $23,130 per year. Sweden took in 163,000 asylum seekers in 2015, roughly 1.6% of their total population. Some 40,000 buildings in London are owned anonymously through companies registered in offshore jurisdictions that allow secrecy, according to Transparency International. Amazon is investigating suspected bribes given to some of its workers in order to provide special access to data to give them an edge in selling, particularly in China. Italy's National Anti-Immigration Party, that's part of the governing coalition, may face bankruptcy over a $56 million conviction for misusing public funds for election costs and embezzlement by former officials. After Chicago, Atlanta is the second most segregated city in the country, according to one 2015 analysis, and has the highest level of income inequality of any metropolitan region, according to another. After 7 years, Sweden ended its radical free speech experiment of allowing a different citizen every week to be the voice of the country on Twitter. Some 43 million Americans work in low-end service jobs, personal care aides, cooks, janitors, sales reps, typically earning less than $30,000 a year. Researchers have estimated that PTSD affects up to 20% of combat soldiers and 40% of rape survivors. Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle company, agreed to pay $145,000 in civil penalties in Orange County, California, after investigators found that some of its products it sells were not backed by scientific evidence. Polls indicate Trump's approval rating with union household has not changed significantly since his election and stands about where it is with the general population, generally low. An August survey by Pew Research Center showed that just 40% of union households approved of Trump's job performance, identical to his support in non-union households. 58% disapproved. The CDC has declared sleep deprivation a public health epidemic, with one-third of American adults getting insufficient slumber. A federal judge in Texas has rejected a Texas law that would have required cremation or burial of fetal tissue from hospitals, clinics, and other providers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.